latest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, that triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com.
Thank you.
Welcome back, and we have the amazing Joey Wells. Joey is, of course, a disabled person, but he's not really disabled in the sense of his soul and his drive to actually achieve and actually inspire people. You have to understand you have to be an overcomer of physical and mental issues if you're going to actually function in this world and get to not only love yourself but get other people to love themselves and function and survive and thrive in a world where things are going to happen to you as you get older. So, Joey, you've got your book called Mama Gave Birth to Greatness. It's a double album. You have an artistic autobiography. Came out as a paperback last year. They can go to Amazon. Mama Gave Birth to Greatness is the name of the book. And I'd like you to kind of tell us the background of this book and, of course, your own story, because you speak at motivational seminars. You also are a motivational speaker on radio all over the country. Tell us about the background.
Well, I appreciate you having me on my show. First of all, thank you very much for that. Well, everybody been telling me to do an autobiography since I was like 10 years old, but I kept telling them, how am I going to write autobiography when I've barely been on Earth? You got to know something to tell your story.
Right.
So the last couple of years, a lot has changed. A lot has become different as I got older and more mature. And I was like, you know what? It's time to do the autobiography and just tell people what their life is like. As everybody sees me as a disabled guy when they see me. But once they get to talk to me, they can understand that I'm just like them. Because in reality, we're all disabled. We all have disabilities. Mine's just visible. Some people have anxiety. Some people are OCD. You know, some people are just, you know, pain in the asses. The truth is that we all have a disability in that way, you know?
That's pretty funny. Yeah.
It's all about keeping the perspective of your mind open. So when people read the book, I wrote it in a very specific way so that anybody can relate to what I'm saying. So when you read a chapter, you all know it's about just my story. It'll be like a drug addiction or depression or, you know, somebody is. I also put a lot of emphasis on speaking on tough subjects that not necessarily I went through, but are going on in the world. So I want to bring the brutal truth to people. So that's the only way you can truly see it. And if you can feel it, see it and hear it, then you can truly understand it. So I try to give all sides to the story of the subject, so it's something that people can relate to.
Yeah, my second oldest son takes care of disabled people, and there are all kinds. There's people that are disabled that you see out in public that are disabled because they have personality issues, or they have guilt issues that are to their family, or they've got physical issues, like maybe they get arthritis and they can't walk as well, or they had an old injury. The fact is, what you have is muscular dystrophy, and you learn to overcome that and actually thrive despite the muscular dystrophy to become a very functional person, right?
Yeah, I saw a life that I wanted, and I knew I wasn't going to get it by just sitting around and being average. I knew I had to go out and really pursue something to the highest level that I could do it, to grow it. And I went to school. I got my GED, and then I got into college for a couple of years. But honestly, I learned most of my stuff just from real life and from watching TV. So then TV back in the 90s when I was growing up, there was nothing positive about people with disabilities, especially in wheelchairs. So I looked at that, and I did not want to be the stereotype. So my mom, she went to send me to a muscular dystrophy camp when I was like 10 years old. And I was like, Mom, please don't send me there. What am I going to have in common with these people? I compete against able-bodied people all the time. Don't send me there. But yeah, I was a stupid, ignorant kid, super cocky. And so I went there, and the older kids put me in my place in a heartbeat. I got my butt whooped all week. And all the games, I realized, how can I change people's views on me if I don't change my views on them? So right. With that mindset, I started looking at the world a whole lot different.
Right.
So instead of judging people, I started looking at the tendencies and the similarities. So whenever I meet somebody who's never been around people who have a disability or whatever, I always go for what is a relation that they have to me. And then whether it's music or dating life or sports or whatever it may be, if I get that one horn that connects the two of us, then I can get them to understand who I am and I can understand who they are.
Yeah, in other words, you can find out where people are coming from so you can actually find out their strengths and weaknesses and make them realize that we're all people and all have disabilities. Some of them are actually, we call attitude disabilities, where we carry attitudes from previous generations, or we have an attitude toward ourselves that we don't love ourselves. Obviously, you love yourself, and you actually are able to say, look, I got a disability, I face it, but I overcome and go beyond that disability to motivate people to be the best they can be.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We all have our issues where, but you can't knock yourself for having an issue. Nobody's perfect. If it were perfect, the world would be a very boring place. But yeah. Look at your weaknesses and just accept their weaknesses and work out strengthening them. If you, this world, I learned to, but one of the things that the muscular dystrophy has forced me to understand very early in life is that you have to adapt. If you don't adapt to life, you're going to get run to the ring and you're going to be strung out and miserable. But if you take your time to adapt to the situation, you can overcome anything.
Yeah, and that becomes particularly, not for just people that seem to be, quote, normal during their life, but as people get older, they develop disabilities, arthritis, they may have a stroke and have some neurological problems, or they may have heart failure. They may have problems with angina or, you know, circulatory problems. The fact
Absolutely.
Is a lot of people also have disabilities, I think, in terms of their spiritual approach toward life. Disabilities are much wider than we think physical. For example, my daughter, Kelsey has Down syndrome. She's 26 and a half. And I'm going to take her this afternoon after the show for her dental cleaning along with myself. And she plans her day out exactly. I mean, she's a real little overcomer. And we call her the princess. We call her Dolly Kelsey. She handles her own computer, her own TV, her own iPad.
Right.
She goes on the treadmill 2 hours a day. She had two heart surgeries at 6 months and 2.5 years. They told us they didn't think she was even going to survive pregnancy. She had a little scar on her chest because we prayed over and prayed over. That scar gradually disappeared, even her bowing of her breastbone from the two heart surgeries. She's perfect. She hasn't been on a heart drug in 24 and a half years. So
That's amazing.
Which is amazing. She's a miracle kid. And, again, everybody's a miracle. And a lot of people, as they get into their elderly years, they have to start realizing if we adapt to our disabilities and then we have overcome them, we can still have a full life, whether you're still using a walker or you're on a little cart or you have to go and do exercise machines or, you know, what I'm working on is life extension regenerative technology. For example, I want to see regeneration of tissues and organs using epigenetic frequency treatment and special supplements and stem cell therapy. I believe we're on the cusp of actually regenerative technology, but the problem I see more and more people marginalized with what I call the digital age, you know, like too many people on their cell phones or social media rather than interacting with other people. Well, I think I suspect one of the things that makes you such a strong person is you like to interact with people to find out what makes them a person, in other words.
Absolutely. Personal interaction is the key. You know, if you don't be able to look somebody in the eye, like, I'm not ashamed of anything I've done in my life. That doesn't mean I haven't made mistakes. It's just that I accept them. Like, I don't regret anything I've done. Because if I did, that would be not ashamed of myself. And that's something you cannot be. You have to be who you are. And it's like you said, spiritual people with disabilities, spirituality, and just their thought process. Too many people see things in black and white. It's either this or it's that. When it's not, you got to be able to see the full picture, not just your opinion, but look what the other person's opinion is, and then you can see the full spectrum of it, and then you can just find a common ground in that, and that's more likely the truth of the outcome, if that makes sense.
Exactly, yeah. In fact, that's one of the things that makes America great. And I'm seeing it being lost by even the youngest generation because I call it the cyber cage. And it's making people that are not only, quote, normal becoming disabled, but disabled people not integrating fully into society. One of the things I notice when I travel around is in many places, like when I was working as a director of OCMED in Illinois, they marginalized people who were disabled and put them off into disability homes. I want to see much more integration in society. It's a cultural thing even in Europe where they, over the last 100 years, they tried to marginalize and put people who are disabled away from the public. I don't think that's a good idea. I think it's important for us to face our strengths and our weaknesses in every way, shouldn't we?
Absolutely. We definitely need more integration. One of the biggest problems with the workforce and the disabled community is getting hired for a job that makes sense for both sides, because most of the time when you get a job, they don't want to give you something of a higher level, even if you have the degree for you to start at the bottom. But for us, if we make more than like $60 a month, then our SSI check will get cut every month. So if we can't make more than what we get from the government every month, then and we're putting all that stress on our bodies, a lot of people with disabilities go, why should I work then? And that's the mindset we need to get out of that. We need to come up with a way to not penalize people who do want to work, if that makes sense.
Exactly. In other words, I want to reinvent what an economy is. And for example, if you got muscular dystrophy, you can't do other things, you can do mental things. And with the extension of computers and robotics and AI, I think a disabled person can operate not only locally but at a distance. And we should start realizing that in the future, you can have, if you want to call it, a proxy of yourself doing a task, even if you're disabled, at a distance away from your primary site where you're actually in your apartment or your home. Or you could actually be doing some intellectual work that other people say, well, how can you do this? I say, well, we have all this technology that extends and overcomes my disability now, right? So we need to reinvent what an economy is, and we need to include more people. So, for example, let's say you could operate 2 or 3 hours a day. I'll use my Imagineering, okay? Let's say you could have a robotic drone of yourself that could do something like walk kids to school or do a construction job. You could actually do that construction job remotely using AI. So in other words, you can actually have a proxy of yourself that doesn't have the disability that can be doing that particular activity. That's, I see, something in the future. Like if you want to call it a cybernetic extension of yourself, in other words.
Exactly. There's like a lot of these jobs as well, like I've seen in the military and stuff, where they have the drones or the robots that are controlled by a joystick and controllers and stuff like that, and they have to sit there in front of a monitor for these long hours. That would be a perfect job for somebody in a wheelchair.
We have instead of just a joystick, though, we have now transcranial sensors like a magnetronic helmet that could allow you to remotely operate your remote cybernetic extension. That's just one idea of many. The other is the idea that with new technology, someone that's disabled could operate and do all kinds of research and other things at a great distance without having to actually leave their apartment or their home and do a lot of work, intellectual work as well.
And be back helping the country.
Exactly. Back in a moment with Joey Wells. Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutriMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A+ to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2-plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and Watt-soluble CoQ10 Ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2-plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bio-nutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mixed power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Cardiovasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin-converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Welcome back. So, Let's use the mind that God gave us, a creative mind. First off, we can use cybernetic extensions of ourself to do work. Number two, we can use technology. I was just mentioning on the break, Joey, that I can do for you, for example, I will provide for you a consultation, and then I'm going to get test kits where we review your 23andMe and Prometheus analysis of your genetics. I know they already said you had a gene problem, but they never provided you metabolic support. That's what I do. I'm a living pathologist. We're an integrative medicine doctor. I do telemedicine all over the world. And I believe that the regenerative technology I'm working on, including epigenetic frequency treatment, gene jumping with specific supplements to jump any gene SNPs, and looking at the organic metabolic factors and the actual hologram of what makes us build, because our body is a condensation of information. And the frequencies actually should switch our genes on and off. And where I see things going is we need to reinvent what an economy is, because, for example, most people don't realize that the blue-collar workers and even a lot of white-collar workers that process data, those jobs are going to go away with artificial intelligence in the next few years. So if we don't reinvent what an economy is, even the people we don't consider disabled will be intellectually disabled, because it can be replaced with robots, artificial intelligence, and automated manufacturing systems that don't require them. And we need to start extending that to disabled people so that they can not only have an extension of themselves, but also regenerate. For example, if someone's lost their legs because of a traumatic accident and they're disabled, I want to be able to regrow them legs in the next 5 to 20 years. I want to see people that have had a stroke regenerate their brain tissue, and I want to see specifically veterans that may have had their legs blown off in an IED where we'd actually grow their legs and maybe put them in a little cage on their body, and then eventually transplant them to the area when they get big enough, they can actually have functioning legs again. I think we also have to have a different attitude toward the whole issue of what it is to be a person or a human. I see a breakdown in the interaction between people with social media, and people text messaging, even if they're sitting at a table off of each other, they're texting people at the same table or somebody 500 or 1,000 miles away. And I think what you do is you bring the soul back. And I'm going to read a little summary of your book, read from Amazon. It says, Mama gave birth to greatness, and you're great in a lot of ways. You have to be an overcomer, and God wants us to be overcomers to actually be his children.
I appreciate it.
Because the resurrection, by the way, is not just a resurrection of the attitude toward God, but a resurrection toward what God created as a perfect human, even with our disabilities. Joey Wells, the man whose heart had been murdered many times than one can count, bearing it all as if it were essential for the resurrection of his soul, which you, by the way, it has. You show a resurrected soul. A tale of blistering hardships and prevalent triumphs from a man who is unapologetically who he is. The question is, does the resurrection happen in time? You're talking about the resurrection of the soul. From a man who is unapologetically...
Yes,
yeah. In time. Though through two albums of 10 songs, I guess you have 10 songs, that's cool. Each totaling 18 chapters. Yeah, 18 chapters. Yeah, wow. Totaling 18 chapters, you will find out and further your journey as well. Through his every torment to his accomplishments, nothing is hidden behind, all is told. Beware, this is not for your mama. In other words, it's not going to be easy, right?
Yes, sir. It's no holds barred. It's truthful. It's a look inside my life as well as others like yourself. So I wrote it in a way that you can relate and see things that maybe happen in your life as well.
Right.
We all have connections to each other. And then I sent the book, actually, to songwriters. Music group in Nashville, just on a whim, and they actually picked out 7 of the songs out of 21 songs, and they picked 7 of them that were hits. So it's there, 7 hit songs in there. My first book, Through My Eyes, won a John Lennon Award, and this one, Mama Gave Birth to Greatness, is light years beyond my first book, and I hope people go out and get it.
Now, these songs, who sings and what musical instruments do they play? Did you write the lyrics for it? How did it work?
Yeah, I just wrote the lyrics. I wrote the lyrics to all the songs. And,
wow.
And after every song, after the lyrics are written, there's 2 pages to write the musical notes. So if you're a musical fan out there, I want you to put your musical touch on it and upload to YouTube or Facebook and just tag me so I can see which one is the best and then maybe we can produce the song and make it come out so we can help me get my dream and to help you get your dream. So I'm all about passing it on from one person to the next. So if I can help you with my platform, then I will do the same.
Yeah, what I think is really cool about what you're doing, you're trying to give people hope while they're sort of looking at their body or their mind or whatever is disabling them, whether it's an anxiety attack or an addiction to alcohol or drugs or a problem with interacting with other people or a deficiency syndrome where they can't say, let's say they got ADD or ADHD, so they're smart, but they still can't function at a job or accomplish in school what they should accomplish. You're trying to show people with your book to try to become an overcomer of your disability so you can thrive and survive and be the best you can be, even with your disabilities, that you can be a good person and be happy with it.
Absolutely. My writing style I call parallel image writing because I want to show both sides of my side, your side, and then somebody else's side and another person's side. So you got the full circle of every topic that I talk about. So I want to be able to relate. Absolutely.
So in other words, you're basically trying to show an interaction of a sphere of interactions and what people perceive is going on. When they look at you disabled with your dystrophy, they probably at first think, well, he's disabled, he can't interact with me. And then after a while they realize, you're a person just like me, just have difficulty, let's say, speaking or moving, but otherwise you're a person. A lot of people are shocked with my daughter, Kelsey, for example. I'm taking her to their dental hygienist, Janae, today. But she is the most wonderful interactive person. Now, there's a big attack here in America by the uber-leftists against disabled people. Now, it's been going on for well over 100 years because people who are disabled are often marginalized, whether they're put into homes or they're not given technology to allow them to walk or move better. Or now with the new AI and other technology, I really think disabled people should come into their own, whether using cybernetic and computer extensions of themselves in order to function, but also the idea of regenerative medicine. The work that I'm doing in my college around the world is going to change it, so disabled people are not only going to be able to extend themselves even if they're not cured, but we're going to start seeing cures or regenerative techniques where people are going to restore function that was never restored before, even, for example, gene therapy. If we found a specific gene or mitochondrial dysfunction, we can insert mitochondria into the people that have mitochondriopathies, for example. If you've got a muscle disorder that's a mitochondriopathy, we can fix that in the future, which is what's called mitochondrial protofection. If you have a gene defect, we can insert with a Cas9 CRISPR protocol with gene insertion technology to jump the gene defect, and the metabolic problem disappears. This is the future of advanced functional medicine. It's not going to involve just not only epigenetic frequency treatment, but gene therapy, mitochondrial therapy, nutrient therapy, and targeted technology that's going to change the biology of the human race so we can overcome these things. But even if we haven't overcome it, we're going to learn how to adapt so we can take a person who can't walk and we'll have, artificial walking system so they can walk. Or they can have a body extension system so they can actually do a job. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could actually use your mind actually to control an extension of yourself to do a physical activity? Like, wouldn't it be nice if you could actually go out and right now, I bet you can't golf, but if you could actually have a cybernetic extension of yourself, you could go golfing, couldn't you?
Yep, I can golf. Just not very good. It's all about finding my own way. There's nothing I can do. I just gotta find a way to do it. But I get what you're saying.
In other words, you're satisfied with the fact you've attempted to do it, even though you laugh. You're not very good, but you're trying and you're able to participate.
You walk on 2 feet, right? I walk on 4 wheels. It's all about the mind, the concept of how you're doing it. What is walking? It's moving from one place to the next. And if it's like, when it's my feet or on wheels, it's still getting from point A to point B, and that's something I'm trying to get people to realize or think differently about things. It's like I've had to learn this throughout my life, is how to do different things. Is if I drop my cell phone on the floor, I can't just reach down and grab it. So I have to get creative. I gotta get like a plastic bag, put it on the floor, and then I get my pull stick, and then I use my pull stick to push it in the bag, and then I put the pull stick through the bag, the handles on the bag, and then I pull it up the wall so I can get my phone back. It's just things like that.
So in other words, you learn how to adapt. You learn how to be creative and adaptive. That's amazing. Now, you're a motor vehicle speaker. When you go to a seminar, a lot of time we have motor vehicle speakers. They have people that look like they're physically fit, and they're talking really fast, and they tell them how they did this, that. What they're trying to do is they're trying to say, how did I become, you know, a better athlete or a better financial advisor, whatever. What you're trying to say is how to become a better person, satisfied and adaptive to yourself, so you can have not only fulfilling life, but you can show other people that disabled people can have lives, right?
Yeah, it's all about we are all equal no matter what we are profiled as.
Right.
We're all equal. As long as we don't harm nobody, we should be able to live the lives that we choose. And just because the problem in front of us, we can't do the way it's naturally done, doesn't mean it's not possible to do it. We just have to look around the sides, look above or below, and figure out what is in reach, what can we combine with ourselves to get through this hurdle and solve the problem so we're able to do it.
Exactly. And that was like you're picking up your cell phone on the floor.
Absolutely.
When you've gone to seminars, what's the usual response of people when you've gone to a motivational seminar, Joey? What do they usually respond?
I always get them to go through the roller coaster of emotions. Because I always want to make sure that the people can feel it. Because if you can feel something, then you can understand it. So I talk about when I got tricked, my mind fried, and I looked over to my left at my brother, who's never scared of anything, and he had to leave the room because my face was getting so hard in by the oxygen mask that it looked like you could see my skeleton on my face. It scared him. And my mom was sitting by me crying, and she was scared. I was scared, and my mind literally fried. The last thing I remember was screaming for help, and I couldn't do nothing. And then I woke up, and I had trays hanging from my tubes. I'm like, hey, I got tubes hanging from my neck. Okay, I'm going to go back to sleep.
Right.
Like, something tragic happened. But I was still who I was.
Right.
So the reaction I naturally get is, how did you get there? How did you get to this point of accepting yourself and adapting to these situations? And the key is that my mom, she really supported me, and my family supported me, and they never looked at me as somebody who had a disability. They always said, if you can do it, you do it. Don't ask for help.
Exactly.
If you need help, don't be ashamed to ask for help. But if you can do it, don't just ask for help just for the sake of asking for help.
Exactly. In other words, you can ask for help, but you otherwise want to just get out there and participate, whether it's trying to do golfing or going to a movie or going out with your friends to kind of chat or whatever.
That's right. I wanted a life. I see there's a life that I wanted. It's too fast about my life. When I was born, I had all my hopes and dreams that was stolen from me. The moment I was born, and then the second bad is I busted my ass, and I got all my hopes and dreams back. Because I wanted to live a life that I chose, and I couldn't do it if I was relying on everybody to do my work for me. I had to do it myself.
In other words, you have to be a self-activator to overcome, is what you're saying. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15-mil bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress to Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with the toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol for Dr. Bill Deagle is the highest quality available in the world, and very importantly, should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with Diabetaline, Biotin Plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical.
Joey,
you've gone through a lot of disability issues, but what you've done and you've overcome, you've realized there's always a way to work around of everything, isn't there? Whether it's picking up your cell phone off the floor or interacting with people that say, well, they don't understand who a disabled person is, and their disability dissolves away when you start a conversation. And I like the way you talk about your book. You do it for your perspective, and they also, you're right as if you see from their perspective, too. So they start to understand that all of us, in some way or another, are disabled, whether it's a physical disability or intellectual or visual. What about disabled people that can't see? Or people that have lost their legs, like in the military, or people that have social anxiety disorder or mental problem or addiction. They're all forms of disabilities. We have to start engaging disability and helping people overcome them, but also celebrating the fact that people can overcome them and become almost a better person than if they haven't been, like that steel putting through the fire of an adversity. Putting through the fire of an adversity makes, I think, you a better person, doesn't it?
It does. It makes you see what is value in life and what isn't value in life. It shows you the truth. You can't deny it. You can't lie to yourself about it. It's straight point in your eyes. And like growing up, I always seemed to be, my friends would always come to me with their problems and want my advice. I was like everybody's psychologist when I was growing up. So, I had that perspective of all these different individuals, how they saw the world. And then all the times I've been in the hospital, I would observe the body language and stuff of the nurses, the doctors, my family, other patients and their families and stuff like that. So I learned a lot about how people react to different things and how different people react. And all this family always had some type of common ground, but if you only show people your side, they won't be able to understand it. They'll think, oh, you're different than me, so it's not really relatable. But if you're able to paint them a picture that relates to their life, then you're like talking through their eyes, and then they can see it. Then they can see through their eyes. And so when they're reading my book, you obviously get to look into my world and how I see things, but you're also going to, I'm also going to write it, so you see how you're seeing it. And then I ask questions about things, and so I'll give you, like, a scenario, and then I'll tell a story with a scenario, and then you'll read it, and then I'll ask you the question. And then after that, I'll give you a totally different scenario to change your thought process and make you see it from a whole different angle. That way, you understand from another side.
Right. I'll give you a good example. Let me use a different analogy. Right now we have the fight over pro-life. Now, I believe that the date of conception is the date of humanity. And by the way, that doesn't matter whether the child is going to be born with Down syndrome or, say, hydrocephalus or spina bifida. To me, we have to celebrate the fact that God made us perfect no matter whether we have disabilities or not. Now, we can work on trying to extend our physical projection of ourselves through cybernetic technology or to heal our genes later, sometimes maybe even in utero in the future. But the fact is, what we have to do is we have to celebrate the fact that the human race by and large actually is not perfect. If you actually go back to Adam and Eve, were basically physical and mental giants compared to us nowadays. And they had extended lifespans where they lived over 900 years. We don't see that nowadays. We see a population where they're getting sicker, younger. We have increased challenges with 5G network. I see it's a society that's actually marginalizing people more and more, where younger people are more depressed because they're disconnected. They're on social media or text messaging or on their computer, and they're not interacting with each other. And more people are seeing themselves, even if they're not physically disabled with a muscular dystrophy, they see themselves, even if they haven't crystallized it, as a disabled person, because they're socially disabled or they're not satisfied with their life. But what you do is you give them hope back to say, look, take control of your life, become an overcomer. And you do that by showing them the various perspectives of you with a muscular dystrophy, someone else with a different defect. Let's say they've got a Fragile X syndrome, or they've got ADD or ADHD, or they've got some other form of autism, Asperger syndrome. social anxiety disorder syndrome or whatever. And what people should understand is what you're doing is you're trying to say, become more human about this and learn how to see the other person's perspective so we can become more of an interactive organism and we don't feel disconnected. Because the worst thing to me for the disabled person and for society too, because it's bad for society to disconnect, is not to connect to the people who are disabled when they're younger or disabled when they become old and have health issues. I think it's really harmful to society to not keep a real face about the nature of disability, whether you're young and disabled like yourself or older and you start to develop disabilities as you get health issues. It's very important for us to be constantly aware of that and trying to be not only compassionate but continue to interact and not marginalize or shove these people away. I've seen the attempts to say, oh, put the Down syndrome children in a home or don't let them live. You know, in Norway, they haven't had Down syndrome children born in 10 years. And you see the moves of some states to actually push infanticide. In fact, Barack Obama tried to push a bill up to the third year after they're born. They could be aborted or killed after they're born. And they had this doctor in Virginia talk about the fact that they keep the baby alive and comfortable after they're born, and they have a discussion with the mother. That's obscene. Very obscene. And now, because you don't have to do an amniotic test for Down syndrome, you can do a blood test on the mother, and you can see the Down syndrome DNA in the mother's blood. I don't want to see the use of these advanced technologies to further select or even to start genetically altering even the fetus in utero. Because I think the state, as it gets more and more control, will try to determine that nobody, you know, not just with a disability, nobody would even has a gene pattern that may make them much more likely to push against the power of the state. So to maintain our humanity, we have to embrace our disability, both the younger disabled and the elderly. We can't maintain a human society that tolerates the fact that all of us, at some point in our life, are going to become disabled, aren't we?
Yeah, we need to embrace who we are. You know, just with the technology days that we're in now, people are more easily manipulated. If you wear a certain thing, you look a certain way, if you talk about a certain style, you're more favorable to a certain audience. If you look a different way, they have it down to a science of how to project themselves. But so if you're not thinking for yourself, they're going to manipulate you into thinking what they want you to think.
Yeah, and I think it's more important for people to be more honest with what they really think about themselves and also share their perspective with others. Because let's say, for example, somebody's never been disabled, they're now 76, and they've had a stroke and they have to get around in a wheelchair. They're now in a position at 76 that you were in as a child, facing your hopes and your dreams. And we need to make sure those people still can have hopes and dreams so they don't become a depressed senior, not taking care of themselves and having further deterioration in their health that eventually results in either serious health consequences to that or premature death. And I see more and more.
How have you survived to live to see 31 when you're supposed to be dead at 1 year old? That's it. You always got to have a reason.
That's what you went through, wasn't it? They thought you wouldn't live a year, and you live when you're in your 30s now, right?
I am 31. I'll be 32 in August. And they always said, I always tell people, you got to have a reason, not for somebody else, but a true reason that hits home to you that makes you want to live. Because I've been on the lifeline too many times. I know exactly how it goes. You got to get to a point where you have to be fully focused and accept the punishment you're taking at that moment and endure it and push through. So if you hesitate for a blink of an eye, you're not going to make it. But if you fight hard enough, you have that reason, whatever your reason is, then you have a great chance of coming through. But you have to be truthful to yourself and have that reason be from your heart.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, amazing stuff, isn't it?
If you don't have anything to look forward to, then why are you going to go through the challenges that are there with you that day and that will continue to be there? You have to be able to see a future.
Yeah, you have to be able to see a future. And that's something We need to give hope back to people to see a future where you can embrace and adapt to your disabilities and still have an abundant life. Still go on a cruise. Still go try to do golfing or do other activities that keep you fulfilled, whether it's singing or learning a musical instrument or something. But you've got to do something. Even if you can't play the musical instrument like you did, you wrote the lyrics, and you had others to put together the music, right?
Yeah, I figured lyrics and poetry is a great way to pick up women, so I just really worked on it, and it worked out for me. We got to start training people who have disabilities to live a life of adulthood. We put too much emphasis on being a child. We don't plan or teach them how to be an adult, so they don't understand the dating life or just career-wise or any of this stuff, but you have to plan for it because those are serious things that can be serious emotional downfalls in certain times as well as certain...
Yeah, in other words, if a child that has a disability or an adult becomes disabled, you got to plan for it, adapt to it, and still figure out how can I bring abundance back to my life and interaction with other humans so they can see from my perspective and still cherish me as a person, right?
Yeah, I've had people tell me that while I'm doing speeches or just hanging out somewhere, I'd be telling about my life. And yeah, I see my life. I see sometimes getting married in the future, having a family. And they look at me and they're like, why would you do that to another person? Why would you put another disabled person when you can stop them? Like, why wouldn't I? First of all, I can't pass it on, so it doesn't matter. I can't, it's not contagious from me. I cannot pass it on. It has to come through the mother's genes. So, but anyways, even if I did have a disabled child, it wouldn't be a problem because they could still be productive.
You're talking about an X chromosome dependent muscle disorder, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it was a damaged chromosome, and it made my nucleus go on the side of my nuclei, so everything doesn't line up.
Exactly, that's pretty
cool. But I still had a great life. Like, my life, I've done more than most people have done, and I did it at like an early age, in my early teen years. I've done a lot more than people did in their whole life, so it is a great life. It will continue to be a great life. I made an impact. I've enjoyed it. I have a reason to live. I have a future if I want it. You know, it's all about deciding what you want in life.
And exactly.
Don't let people tell you not to. Like, they want to abort babies with a disability, or they want to, like, put us down or shelter us or not give us that opportunity, but what we're doing is coming out a valuable resource that can be impactful to the economy, because we can have jobs for people to be home health aides, so we can get our own place, and they can help us still get a job, so we can help a business. There's a lot of things we can do that can be more of an impact, but society has to change. And it's not just on society. It's on our own people. People with disabilities, you have to fight for yourself. You have to do it, too.
Yeah, with the help of everyone else in society, too. In other words, by the way, I just ordered your book, and I'll have it here by the 23rd, so
from
Amazon.
It.
Yeah. Thank you, Joey Wells. Amazing, inspirational discussion. Mama gave birth to greatness, and again, that greatness shines through your disability, and anybody out there that overcomes not only physical but spiritual disabilities, which we all have.